creativity training. What is the most dramatic note you can play over any particular chord? There's three levels of emotional hierarchy. There's key/mode. And by the way, most ballads are played in they're not played in minor keys, they're played in major keys, but they use retrogression. So describing major as happy doesn't really work. It depends on the context. B, there's chord function. For each Roman numeral functions differently. Context is everything. G sharp sounds different on an E chord by itself than it does after an A minor chord. And then the third level is note function. So ascribe emotional characteristics to each interval as they relate to the chord. So for example, in a minor chord, the root could be longing. The third could be pain. The fifth could be restlessness. And the seventh could be begging. These are just names that I came up with. But the main point is that theory says that A, C, E, and G are all, quote, safe over an A minor 7. But that doesn't tell you what those notes feel like. The ultimate in music, in improvising, is to know what emotion you want and where to find it right away. The ninth could be introspective. The 11th could be expansive. The flat 13 could be confused. This is a very useful ear training exercise. To play these randomly and try to identify them via the emotion. Pairs of notes are easier to identify, like flat 3 and a 2, or flat 6 and a 5, and give better context. When soloing, instead of thinking theory, only think of the feeling you're after, which is way better. But you have to do this part first.